Hi, welcome to AnimeCons TV. I'm Patrick Delahanty, and I am here at KrakenCon's Cosplay Day on the USS Hornet. A couple years ago, they had a one-day convention here on the USS Hornet Museum, which is it's the USS Hornet aircraft carrier, and now it's a floating museum. And they had a normal KrakenCon. Well, this year, they decided to just do a cosplay day. So you don't have the dealers or the artist alley and a lot of the other stuff that comes with a full convention. This is more of just cosplay day. So come, wear your costumes, take pictures, do photo shoots, and have fun. And boy was it. It was a lot of fun. They had various events going on throughout the day. They actually had a voice actor guest, Carrie Kiernan, and she was signing autographs and she did a Q&A. I did a Pictionary game show, and that was a lot of fun. And it was weird to do it on the hangar deck with all the planes. And there was also a costume contest, because I mean it's cosplay day, might as well do the costume contest. And so there were a lot of great entries, and my favorite was Pickle Rick, because I'm a big Rick and Morty fan, and Pickle Rick was there. Pickle Rick!
All right. What's your name?
I'm Pickle.
And so I've got the entire masquerade, or it's not a masquerade, the entire costume contest. It's posted on AnimeCons TV in our extras feed. So if you have our Apple TV app, you can find it under extras. If you're on our website, you can click over on the right side and find extras. And on YouTube, it's just under events. Under our channel. As part of the cosplay day, you could wander the Hornet Museum and see a lot of the exhibits. They did a treasure hunt, and you had to answer various trivia questions to fill out a form, to fill out a little crossword, and that gave you the answer with some of the letters that you had to unscramble and get the final answer, and then they give you a prize. And so that was a fun activity. On the flight deck, which is the top exposed to the elements area of the aircraft carrier, they had cosplay gatherings. They had Takoyaki by Hiro Taco, which they also had down at KenyubiCon. There was another challenge game similar to the crossword puzzle one. I didn't do that one. So, and then they had the aircraft on the deck. But, you know, mostly it was there so you could take pictures of yourself on the flight deck. San Francisco's in the background. It was a great view and a great, nice sunny day. Good weather. On the hangar bay, on that deck, they had the autographs, main events. There was a photo studio, a flight simulator. So you could actually go and it's like you're flying, but it's a flight simulator on the deck. They did a raffle that went to charity. And lots of different prizes for that, and so a lot of people went home happy with their raffle winnings. There were Apollo exhibits, which you don't see at conventions a lot, but they have it. This was the aircraft carrier that picked up the Apollo mission that went to the first one that went to the moon. So Neil Armstrong and his crew splashed down and were picked up by the USS Hornet, and so they actually have a capsule and the isolation room that they were kept in so that people didn't get moon germs. And so you can see that as part of the museum. There's a bunch of helicopters and jets and planes all on board. The USS Hornet store, there's a lot of different exhibits. There's video, there's just displays. You can wander around, there's a huge elevator. You do have to be careful wandering around, though, because those staircases are narrow and steep. This is a World War II aircraft carrier. It was not designed for, you know, modern-day conveniences. So it's tough to get around. So yeah, I mentioned they had Carrie Kiernan. They also had Steph von Schwietz and Tasu as costume guests, and they were the judges for the costume contest. The programming consisted of these events. There was cute girls doing military things, cosplay Sentai Q&A, my pop culture Pictionary that I mentioned earlier, the Cosplay Wrestling Federation Blackout Crackdown. So the cosplay wrestlers did up there and did their promotional stunts. Kerry Kiernan did her Q&A. There was the charity raffle and then the costume contest. There were a lot of cosplay gatherings. They also did some anime screenings. And so all in all, it was a fun day. And I told them I'd love to see them do it again. I don't know if they will, because, it's different, but you don't want it all the time. But yeah, if they do it again, and I said this last time, if they do it again, come. And it was a lot of fun. So, if you're in the Bay Area and you're a cosplayer and KrakenCon does another cosplay day, whether it's here or somewhere else, definitely come to it. It's a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to the next one. I actually didn't wear a costume myself because I had the game show in the middle of the day, and then I wanted to record the costume contest, and it's like, well, if I'm doing it in costume, it'd be a pain. I don't have any new costumes, and I don't really have anything that fits with the theme of an aircraft carrier. I already wore my Stargate costume last time. Maybe next time I'll wear something, but anyway. So that's my report on the KrakenCon's cosplay day on the USS Hornet. Big ship. If you were here, I would love to hear from you. You can write to us at podcast@animecons.tv or call our voicemail at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. Let us know what you thought of this event. And please subscribe to our channel and like our posts on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. And we'll see you next week. Bye.